What are your reactions to the bills that did pass, and what are some concerns that you might have?
Well, having not read it, but just, having been in the tractor these past few days, but just seeing what, they finally got it out of the on both sides. And it looks like they're going to have rapid progress as far as getting them to the floor so they can actually be voted on. And then we'll see what comes of it from that point on, and what gets marked up, changed, and has to go in and be negotiated. But we're, happy with progress. That's the number one thing that we want. We need to get this done, and then what we see come out of it, as far as what we would like to see, we'll see what happens.
Okay. Now you support the Senate's agricultural risk coverage, the ARC program, but the House doesn't have that in there. What are your concerns about the House bill provisions?
Well, I mean, if the House doesn't include it, I mean, it's one of those things that we've continually pushed for, and would like to see that included, and also the remaining decoupled. And also that we have to maintain some kind of a conservation compliance, and how that's going to look with the removal of direct payments. So, all these issues are going to have to be ironed out, and we'll address them as we see them, and we'll continue to push for the inclusion.
So you had mentioned that it's just good to see something moving, whereas last year it was a struggle to get anything done.
Yeah, I mean, we were just in a locked in stagnation, and so at least there's hope when you see movement. So we'll go with that, and I'm looking forward. I really do think now that once they've come out and. The Senate has said, hey, there's not going to be any problem getting it to the floor, and hopefully that'll happen in the House, although it seems like there's a lot of stuff on their plates right now in other areas, so we'll see, how quickly we can continue to move forward with this.
Okay. One of the things in the news release that came out from Illinois Soybean was talking about how the House wanted to recouple, as you said, the target price program price loss coverage with much higher support levels. And you connected that with problems in the 1980s and early 1990s. Tell us what your biggest concern about that is.
Well, the fact that, you can distort planting. Next thing you do, you're planting for the program, basically, and which is completely ignoring your market. I mean, we need to continue to let the market tell us what we should be planning, and not having the government, because of a support program that they've laid out there that makes, you can't plant this or whatever, and they're telling you, they're setting your acreage and what you should be planting. We've got to let the market do that, and we've got to get away from that kind of coupling.